Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello.
Wow.
Welcome.
Hello.
To the Hatchet Podcast, episode 119.
My goodness.
You don't need to say the episode number because they are unrelated to each other. Don't worry.
Yeah.
If you're put off by that number.
Probably good for anyone who has been following, just so like, am I listening to the same one again?
No.
Is it still talking shit?
It's me. What a banger to start off the episode.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you to the
good.
Band Talks in Code.
Oh.
And specifically Jamie of that band for sending that track in.
Nice one.
So, go check out Talks in Code if you like that vibe. The whole song will be played at the end. Cheers.
Nice.
Hope we don't get copyrighted.
Just doing
struck
plugs for people's
yeah,
music
maybe.
Now.
What if that was the
they
ploy?
They just send it in.
Were they a fan?
Yeah.
But what if that was the ploy where it's just like, we're going to send them in and then we're going to monetize all their video?
No, I mean...
No, please don't do it. Please. Talks in Code. We're talking in code right now. Please don't demonetize us.
You'll get 50p for it.
Yeah.
Good on
honestly, them. Yeah.
So...
It's only a hat check, guys. It's fine.
Before we get too deep into it, let's distinguish our voices with our names.
Oh,
Chris Trott is me.
That's you. Okay, you're Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
I'm Alex Smith.
And today,
hello. Still.
As usual, we indulge in hypothetical situations and or questions submitted to us by our wonderful Patreons.
Oh, yes.
I say submitted. I put up a list. They vote on the best ones.
But they're voting. They're in the voting pool.
They don't come up with their own ideas.
They're the democracy.
They can send them in if they want.
They're at the ballot. Yeah, you can send them
the
in.
Ballot.
To our email, hatchat@hat-films.com, and I'd love for you to send music that way as well. Like
yeah.
A fingle would be lovely.
Just anything, indeed.
Just
anything you're like, oh, I really want to hear you talk about this, this, and this.
Send
and what about this
down.
Idea? That sounds pretty cool. Stuff like that is all welcome, so thank you.
Wonderful. But yeah, let's see which hypothetical won this week. In the Democratic Patreon vote.
Well, number
it's
one.
Behind a paywall.
Yeah, number one on here. Number one on here is the entire internet's shut down for 40 days.
Mm.
What happens to the world in that time? Like a think tank. I feel like I'm in a think tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And we now have to.
Well, it's
assess.
Hypothetical, isn't it?
Of course it is. I don't like to think either, so.
What happens?
My brain will switch off.
All right.
Our job will be.
I'm presuming it's
for
the internet
take
closed
a
down
holiday.
For like just like out of everyone's. It's not like Iran when they closed the fucking internet down. I'm guessing this is like a good internet blackout in a way. Like the internet just goes away.
It just stops.
It
working.
Hasn't like been done by like some authoritarian regime.
No,
right?
No. Well, okay. Well, we don't know. But
what if it's just like a
I think panic. A lot of systems
panic.
Would go down. A lot
finance
of integrated
systems are going to drop
would,
down.
Would go down.
A lot of people are going to lose a lot of money in 40 days. I mean, Christ, how long was Truss in power? I mean, how much damage did she cause in that period of time?
Not very long and quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So 40 days without financial systems being in place using the internet would be tragic. And I think people would try to get to the ATMs, but then you realize, oh shit, this is using the internet to also access that information. So I'm fucked.
Mm.
Smash,
I'll Google
smash.
How to, oh wait.
I use a crowbar I found and start smashing ATMs.
We start smashing Trott's walls and looking for those 80s porn
Chris
mags.
Trott Gold.
Well, because obviously off, yeah, Chris Trott Gold, aka those porn mags you found.
I was like, this is all I'm, yeah, everyone's worried about money. We're trying to find that sweet, sweet porno.
That's priceless.
Solid state porn is going to become incredibly valuable, isn't
solid
it?
Solid state.
Solid
it
state
is solid
porn.
State.
Oh my God. There'll be loads of people who got it on hard drives and stuff. Like, let's just ask our audience. But we won't be able to because there won't be any internet.
Can't ask our audience for 40 days.
Shit.
Yeah, our job
we're gonna
would
have to go
be...
around and knock on doors.
Hello. Do you want to entertain me for the next 20 minutes?
Terribly sorry. I need some pornography. And I feel like you might have it. I know.
So that's our biggest worry, is it?
Doddery old dude answers, oh,
sorry, are you old enough to have owned physical porn? Because yeah. I'm old pretty enough. Erect, and this is not going away.
Computers still work, though.
Huh?
Hard drives still work. You usually define the most kind of like tech savvy person.
When was the last time you saved porn? I mean, you're probably never going to tell me the actual answer to this, but I don't think I haven't saved porn since I was like a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about when.
Like,
well, because obviously back then you had to wait like just for one image. You'd have to wait for like the lines to load. Like it would sit, it would like go in slow bars, and it's like, what is that?
It's like listening.
You liked the tease of it. Oh, what's going
to
come?
It's like paying attention to the story at the start instead of skipping.
Oh, okay.
It's a forced linear narrative.
I can wait.
No, Data, just skip through. I just scrubbed through the timeline. Had to wait back then. Got the whole form of it. The artist really came through.
Yeah, you really built on the character work here. Yeah.
I told you I sold DVDs.
You've sold DVDs?
That's cool.
Porn DVDs? Yeah. Fuck me.
I told you that.
I don't think you've told me.
I had like five of them, and my mates were just like, oh, I haven't got one. And obviously you couldn't. The internet was shit. You couldn't really load videos.
But you had a DVD rewriter.
I was like, if you want it, you can have this for a fiver. I was like, all right.
You sold it. Why wouldn't you just give it away? Because of the cost of the disc.
It was just literally just like a gesture of, yeah, just
so be honest, money. Discs were like £3-4 a disc back then.
I was
just
like, I had a pack and I was like, oh, if you want it, I'll just, there you go. So I was a distributor of pornography.
Of illegal pornography.
Well, I don't think it was illegal. Illegal in terms of I didn't
like,
buy
it's illegal to redistribute. It literally is what the thing they put the thing at the start for.
Did you cut
people,
that bit out? Or?
Yeah. It was all very kind of pedestrian stuff.
Did you edit
guys.
It? Did you custom edit?
I cut my... I deep faked my face into it. Just so they'd have an extra surprise.
Secondary school.
I was on all the women's faces.
Oh my God.
I look like an Aphex Twin.
You used like Movie Maker to do it.
Yeah. I used Movie Maker. It was frame by frame.
Yeah.
And it was literally just a static image of my head bobbing around.
Yeah.
Try and get off to this, buddy. But they all did. Teenagers, honestly.
They came back for more.
You'd and be surprised the resilience of a teenager.
A couple of them formed, like, you know, relations to you. They're like, honestly, man, do you mind if you just stand there whilst I wank? Because I've just conditioned myself.
I got this really weird feeling every time I see you. It's like, oh, right, that's strange.
I condition myself to own your orgasm when I
Can
see
you
your
smile,
face.
Like, toothy grin. Yeah.
But I sold it, but what are the people who bought it? They spent money on that because they knew their internet was dog shit. And it's just like, oh, I can either wait ages or like have to use the family computer.
Also, that's pretty untraceable. You know, like you say, when you only have a family computer.
Yeah, sure.
Unless you leave a signature on there.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Like presented by Hornby Studios.
There were intros, there were sound effects.
Even recorded.
And his face.
They recorded the version of the lion, the roaring lion, but it's just like a Labrador barking. No! No! Yeah, that's perfect, yeah.
But look. It's not that CD. It was very boring pornography. And
was it?
Before today.
Was it old?
It's 2004.
Is that considered
think
vintage?
Think of the quality of pornography back then.
Yeah, there was some
360p.
Yeah, but it's like handy
144p.
Camera.
We're talking about like 144p quality.
It's like early digital.
It's like not high quality. It's just like...
You must have been barely using that disc at all with 144p.
But I was just excited to use DVD. I was like... Making DVD like rewritables, whatever.
You got the rush. You got the criminal rush.
I started making like just, you know, jackass style silly videos with my mates. And then I was like, oh, I can make a porn DVD.
Wait, the next logical step.
Did you ever watch it at a party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine you. I can imagine doing that myself.
But you say
to be
it because you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Some fuckers loaded up on. It wasn't mine. Someone else loaded up porn at the party. It's like, why are you doing that? And then everyone's just like, going, this is.
I think
weird.
I'd be,
why
yeah.
you
or sticking on Babe Station at midnight.
Yeah, and then just being like
exactly
really judgmental about their terrible boob jobs. Yeah.
You know exactly where
I don't
you
think
were.
You were there.
No, I was pretty off wanking.
But that was like 10.
I don't think anyone
us.
Was like wanking though. It was very much more of a kind of an oogling. And excitement.
Yeah,
oh, look,
yeah.
Just porn on telly.
It was really awkward.
Straight up her ass. Bloody hell. Right.
What do you mean you remember where you were?
I remember the person's house we were in.
Right. What doing what?
As someone was like, I'm going to put on some porn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's pints, so, you have like 16 or whatever. It's just like...
Oh, okay. I just remember the one time.
And terrorism videos.
Terrorism, yeah. Why, yeah, this thing, like, yeah, people's, you know,
did
traumatized
you sell those
today,
DVDs?
But...
When we were like 16, that was like, 15, 16 was about the time, like, the war in Afghanistan was going on and shit like that, right?
Yeah,
and
the painting
like,
videos are the rough.
Yeah.
Like I didn't
I've
like.
I've never seen
them.
Any of those.
And it's like,
no,
you're really
I'm happy
thankful.
I haven't either. Yeah. Oh. I mean, I've seen a little. Ross.
You can tell Ross has seen them.
Horrible.
He's seen some shit.
Regret ever looking. It was horrible.
Like the gifs on Reddit now of
the gifs on Reddit of like war of tame in comparison. That was
that's
quite
what
graphic.
I mean. Those upset me.
Yeah.
And to be desensitized to that would be, you know, you're pretty much halfway there to enlisting.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to get involved.
If anything, he'd be good at
I'm
it.
More going the other way because that
yeah.
was rough. It puts you off.
It was the pig one that you showed me that was rough.
Oh, I seen the pig one.
I won't even talk about anymore.
That's
about
awful.
It. But
chainsawing a pig's head off. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I haven't seen any of the beheading videos of people.
They use a chainsaw.
Do they?
Oh, let's not go into it.
No,
let's not.
Yeah, no, it's gross. I mean, more than gross.
That's horrible.
It's traumatic.
Early internet was horrifying too.
Yeah.
We're a messed up generation as
but
a result.
We don't have that for 40 days. That was where we
okay,
were.
Okay, right, yeah.
So we're but knocking door to door.
Have you still got any DVDs?
No.
Well, fucked.
I don't even. Well. Do I even have a disc drive in any of my current devices, other than, like, I guess the PS5?
I wonder. Like, oh, that's a good
point. I just realized, like, my laptop doesn't have a disc drive anymore. My PC doesn't have one. I'd have to literally buy an external disc drive to read.
And you couldn't
DVDs.
Get it on Amazon. You'd have to go to a store.
And you couldn't get on. Yeah, you'd have to go outside and go to Currys.
Currys would be booming.
And they'd be like, well, actually, our cash tills aren't working, so we can't serve you. Sorry. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. And they'd be like, oh, no, actually, our security system's actually linked to the internet, so we can't even open the building. I'd be like, oh, right.
Yeah, we.
What can I do in this age of the internet? Why is this not basically like water or other things, and we pay for it still when it's just something we all need?
Yeah,
I wonder if it's going to be like a. You know, remember like early COVID when like the streets were empty and everyone was locked down, and you walked out and it's like, oh my god,
yeah,
this is quite refreshing.
We're kids making dirt angels.
Yeah,
we're free.
This is what life is like when there's no cars and stuff. Wow.
And a lot of people weren't outside at the same time. Like, if you go out on, like...
That's what I mean, yeah.
That's the thing, like...
Scared to go outside.
I think that. No, absolutely.
Well,
I loved it when
the
roads were so
like,
clear.
Quite soon after, and it was just... I filmed it. I film everything for some reason. And it was just empty. Empty roads. Yeah. And I was like, this is really unique in the middle of Bristol. So I set up a little GoPro and just filmed driving up to the office to get some bits.
You should submit that to reddit.com/r/Bristol.
I love r/Bristol now.
It's really boring footage. It's just an empty road.
Yeah, well, they love but it.
They,
love, empty
they
road.
Mainly complain about buses. So
I know, yeah.
Anything fresh.
Right,
no buses on this footage.
Yeah.
Like, buses
shit,
are
no
a
way.
Nightmare here.
I hate first grade
first buses. Fucked. The bus service.
First buses, yeah. First, not first.
God
buses.
Damn it.
They get really angry about first bus. I mean, for probably good reason, but as a guy that doesn't use them, I don't care. Right. So the internet would fuck us up.
I think it would cause a lot of issues. 40 days is a long time.
Do you think 40 days is enough time to
I think that they would, like, how much it's cash, which would be the issue in terms of paying for things. Like, obviously, I'm sure a lot of companies are like, well, we can't actually charge you right now, so don't worry about it for now. I think it would be an issue of, we'll carry that payment over until the problem's solved, right?
With
40 days
like,
isn't that long in respect to most bills and stuff.
With things like Starling Bank and things like that are predominantly app-based.
Yeah.
Would they still work?
Well, you'd have trouble accessing them. You could call them, potentially.
Because you have the physical card.
There'd potentially be a run on the banks. People would be trying to go to ATMs, trying to get cash out, I mean, I guess...
I
don't know what systems all these companies run on, though, because, like, I'd imagine they're, like, Sainsbury's or supermarkets and stuff will be running on an online basis.
They're very
they probably
robust.
Can access their cash.
Don't tell me Scanners U Shop's going down.
Not Scanners U Shop.
Why is the point in Scanners U Shop?
Oh, it's great.
Saves you time.
It's great.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't have to queue in the big long queue because I've scanned everything already and I just go, all right, pay that much. Nice. Done.
Yeah.
You just go, you get your phone, beep, put it
it's
in a bag.
Great.
It's all bagged because you just put your bags in your trolley.
Yeah.
Right.
You simple. You skip the horrendous queues.
If you order it anyway, then it's
which only exists because of how few people are working the tills now.
And everyone goes to self-service.
Yeah.
It's just changing habits, I suppose. But yeah, okay, maybe I should
it's
try
useful.
That. I just never really understood, like, why.
It means you don't have to speak to someone.
Right, okay. But then I just do self-scan anyway,
it's just,
like at the end.
Yeah, but there's often a big queue for that.
If you buy, if you're buying, like, a full week's worth, like, you want to just be able to just put it all in bags. You don't have to go at the end and go do it all again, where you have to then get somebody else who's touching every single item, and it's just easier to just have it done. And then
sometimes you do get vetted.
Saves me time.
Because obviously you could like not scan that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they scan like 10 items or something.
The first time you do it, you have to like get checked to make sure
but
everything's in order.
People steal a lot because it doesn't seem like same with like the self service.
It's not a robust system
because like I don't know like how often they actually like really rummage through your bags.
No, it's not like those Amazon shops where everything's weighed and stuff, and they got cameras and shit tracking you.
How many of those are there?
Not what happens many. If you get rescanned then? You have to go through all of your shit again.
They just go through your stuff.
They literally just grab several items and go, yeah, that's on the till. Yeah, that's on the thing. And if, I guess it's just like an average space thing where...
They choose another high ticket items. You're like, I've bought 8 bottles of spirits. Yeah. And they're just like,
oh, so
you
six
just
on
got
it.
Bananas on here.
Yeah, man. I mean, you could play the odds, couldn't you? You could buy like 10 bottles of whiskey.
I'm sure people do.
And if 9 of them were bought, then, you know, you're getting a free bottle of whiskey.
Club card, though. And my club card points would go.
Would they? Well, they take away your club card points as some sort of penalty for attempting to try and steal a bottle of whiskey.
I assume they'd shut down your account,
right?
Oh, then
you just blame, oh, must have missed one. I bought 10. You know, I'm quite alcoholic. I'm addled. I'm going
to
go in and start.
I think if you're a repeat offender, I'm sure it's there. Or it's more of a case of, yeah, you can't use this service and we're going to have to just go to the tills. Sorry. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Just dress nice and speak posh.
Or they get all the staff members to gather around in a corner and just, Steve,
pile on.
Thief.
Shame you out the building.
Thief. Thief.
I'm never going back to that Sainsbury's.
I would be traumatized for life.
I just own all the uniforms for each individual supermarket and just go
and join in
with like one of those bread tray trolleys and just
act like you belong, bitches.
Just take a whole
with the
trolley
tags,
out.
All the
I
clothes.
I take my own yellow label machine. I'm just reducing stuff, taking it out.
He's walking out with them. No, he's putting them in the storage or something. Oh,
to be
okay.
Fair, yeah. Like this, yeah.
It's an elaborate life I lead, but I've never paid for groceries.
And
so.
Also, I'm sure that like the staff aren't. It depends on how big the store is, but I'm pretty sure they'd be like, I don't think I've ever seen that guy work here before.
Yeah.
Wearing our uniform, though. Is he from a different store? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm visiting.
Ask the manager.
I'm visiting, I say, exchange program.
It's a Tesco.
No Ablo English.
Would you pretend to stack some shelves first to get in there? Or
yeah,
you've
got to do a little bit of stacking. Yeah. You've got to do a little bit. You've got
to
go in,
you've
check
build
some
up
dates, and tut a little bit when you realise, well, what's going on?
Would you turn up at the midnight shift, though? That's probably the best time.
Mm.
Less kind of like.
I think midnight shift people would know each other, though.
Yeah.
Because it's less.
It's too quiet. You want it busy. Yeah. You want it busy.
You
and whenever
like
anyone comes to confront
Saturday.
You start helping another real customer. Yeah, that's how, like, so when it looks like someone's going to go, wait a minute, are you? And then I just,
they
can I help
confused.
You with
the customer's just like, sorry, I didn't ask you anything.
yes, milk. Yeah, it's on aisle 65. And also, you've got to memorize every aisle. That way, when they try and do you with the knowledge, they
Hell
hear
yeah.
a guy going, yeah, brown bread, right hand side,
I
aisle
didn't even
13.
Know that aisle. Wow.
They're like, wow, this guy knows this aisle.
Yeah, they're a regional manager in disguise.
Yeah. And only
well, I say, yeah, go in as a regional manager. Then none of the staff will recognise you. You'll be like, well, no, I'm from the Bristol County.
That can work, but there's only so many regional managers. I like to stay invisible at the grunt level, you know? Like
with zero knowledge of how their like back room is set. They might have pictures of their regional managers because I think I remember Curry's had that.
I want trainee. I'm trainee. And that way, I only ever have to buy one badge and it always says trainee. Mm. So I go in.
I just realised like the supermarket system kind of follows like ancient medieval hierarchies.
All hierarchies kind of follow the same form of hierarchy. Yeah.
But I just
you just realize that management is smaller than all the ones at the bottom.
But like you have like the regional, which is like the...
Like the duke.
The duchies.
Yeah.
They should probably name them those instead.
I think so?
I think that you have
I think
like
typically
the workers.
That was causing division.
Probably does, yeah.
Workers are now peasants.
Yeah.
And then you have like the local...
barons.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be instead of So the managers are barons, and then you have the duchies, which are the regional managers.
Which are the dukes.
Then you have the king as the CEO.
Yep.
Or queen, of course.
Well, you could just do what some of the managers at Curry's did, and just get a job there, and then steal from the company.
Nice
with buybacks.
Nice,
but buying back to their own cards.
Oh.
How fucking dodgy is that?
That's pretty dodgy.
Pretty dodgy.
Christ.
So what were they doing? They were selling stuff to Curry's. What's a buyback?
They were like doing returns.
Oh yeah.
And then they're returning the value back to it was a bit complex, but like because they were managers, they had access to like all the system was on Windows XP for like 20 years.
So they were
and it was just like
selling
really shit,
stuff
so, yeah.
and then returning it and then putting it back onto their own account.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And it's pretty dodgy.
But how do you you can return it back to a different card?
I think so, yeah. Fun. Because they had they can bypass it.
Right.
Same as they can apply any discount to things if they wanted to.
Wow.
So dodgy fuckers, really. So you know, if you're in a Curry's, keep an eye out.
That
might be shifty
without the internet as well. So
that would have needed the internet. Well, yeah.
No, I think they've.
Well, this was all connected to the internet back.
Oh,
in,
yeah, it was.
Back when I was working there.
Everything would be fucked for 40 days.
In the 2000s.
It'd be like the purge.
And eight.
I think it'd be like the purge.
It would be like the purge. People would kill each other. There would be death. Furious death. But then there would also be a kind of a peaceful element where people are like, oh, nice. I can just kind of read a book.
So
watch television. because television still works.
Talking about the fuel system, there's some people making some pretty funny, like Crusader King style jokes. You know, it's like, you know, du jour claim. Like the, it's like the regional manager has a du jour claim.
Oh, no.
And then somebody said, really sucked when the local little manager claimed prima nocta on my wife, which is like first night.
I think they should have very similar laws.
Yeah.
Like Tesco's and Sainsbury's. Mm-hmm. Should follow medieval law.
I mean, it's that's the way it's going. So you Is might it? Like the future. Either that or no jobs. Yeah. Because they're all machines. They're all self-scan machines because you fuckers don't want to interact with anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Occasionally they check my bags.
Someone needs to stock the shelves. To be fair, it's one step away from like just ordering it online.
Yeah.
I still prefer to go to the shop.
I haven't really got into online grocery shopping.
No.
I feel like I should have done because it's like
I've
it
done
convenient.
Some click and collects, but again,
I prefer going there.
Yeah, I like getting, browsing
and knowing that they're not giving me like something that's going to go out of date,
expiring
like a
day. Soon.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's the expiry date of tomorrow. Yeah. I've got to eat this now.
I
Fuck.
Just like finding really bizarre and fancy ingredients.
But I'm also an impulse buyer. I will see those deals and be like, "Fuck it,
lot let's biscuits?
Get a cup of those." Maybe. Well, maybe
I'm always tempted to buy biscuits.
Not as many biscuits, but it will be the occasional chocky.
A little chocolate.
They like to fucking advertise that, which is obviously...
Oh, Mortarshare.
They tried to crack down. Mortarshare, the bigger bag. Why would I get those little bags? That's silly.
They know.
Mortarshare with me?
More for me.
Mortarshare right now. I'm hungry. Gosh, yes. No, I'm quite the impulse buyer. It's not good.
Well, I'm glad we covered supermarkets.
Yeah.
We did. That wasn't even really... That was just us worrying about the internet and I guess
well,
food
let's circle
is the
back
first.
Round to supermarkets for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Circle back round, yeah.
Which is your least favourite supermarket?
It depends. I've not really been. I don't think I've been to all of them. My go-to is Sainsbury's, as I have mentioned, only because it was convenient, and I'm kind of just you know I know where everything is.
Sainsbury's and Tesco
is
kind of like the same to me.
Yeah, they're fine.
Tesco, yeah, it's fine. I'm not fussed about any of them. Like if Asda's nearby, I'll go
Someone
to
took
it. But
I
don't.
A shit in M&S the other day, and it
like
just
it took an actual shit
that lowered my.
Sorry. What?
Yeah.
You mean they're like farted
you know,
in the toilet,
the place we usually go to.
yeah,
not
someone had shit themselves, and it was just in the entire place. So I was going around trying to get like a meal deal or like some lunch.
Was it making you hungry?
And I was like, am I gonna have to like wash my hands before I touch? Like the amount, the denseness of it was so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you know you've shit yourself. That was when I knew. When like when I, you know, years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago, when I was sat on the floor in this very office. And
you shit yourself
I accidentally
at work.
Shit myself. And,
you say like you're wearing a Medal of Honor of it. I shat myself once at the office.
And I was like, the smell is like much more present and constant when, you know, there's fuel in the rather than just...
Oh, yeah. I don't like Asda. That much. Although their sushi counters that they've been introducing are pretty good. I just don't like the Asdas that in Bristol.
I just find it's always really messy.
Yeah.
There was weird little kind of bugs and stuff all over my broccoli. And I was like, oh, is it just because of, it's obviously not just because of Asda.
You make
but
parallels,
like,
don't you? Yeah.
You kind of like, because you associate something with it, you're like, oh, I'm not going to get broccoli from there again.
Well, also,
even though you just, obviously you should wash it anyway. That's probably a sign that there's no pesticides. It's probably a good thing. But
true.
Well, so Asda, it put me off because I was like, about to eat that broccoli.
Asda, one of their main objectives is to make their food as cheap as possible, right? And so, like for me, sushi from Asda, I would struggle to believe that they're paying top quality for the fish, you know, because fish is often done in a way that like you pay more for the quality of the fish, how fresh it is, the
it's
size.
It's not
of
cheap,
it.
To be fair. The sushi counter,
I think they're
make
separate,
them fresh
kind of like
there
separate.
As well.
Companies as well.
They've basically rented just, out like a section of Asda.
It's just like they know that that's going to be footfall constantly through there, so they have like a stall basically.
Okay, well maybe,
but it might be different. I don't
know.
But
it's like
the same as Cinnabon is like on the other side as well. So and a McDonald's, but yeah,
lol.
But yeah, no. I haven't been to Aldi much, but I like a few things from Aldi from
Aldi
time to time. It's just it's not close to me, so I just don't.
I have nothing against Aldi or Lidl, but whenever I go, it always feels incredibly cramped and incredibly like busy. And and there's usually a queue outside. You know, there's a new one where H&M was opposite Tesco and Broadmead.
Yeah, right.
There's a Lidl there, and there's always a queue outside.
Oh shit!
And you go in, and it's really fucking busy and cramped. And like I'm like crawling around like stacked yogurt trays, and like people are like trying to get past me, and
like army crawling.
Yeah, yeah. I'm there on elbows and knees, just
shoving. Got to get a few things.
They never noticed the aisles down here.
Look, it only took the Ghost Recon Assault course to tell me that I'm not made for crawling. Okay, I was so shamed during that assault course.
Underneath like, the netting and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck this.
Oh my god, this is hard.
And I don't need to do this.
And then it's like, no, you got to do the monkey bars. And I'm like, I don't have any upper body strength.
I might do one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got to get off
now.
That
did suck, actually.
That was a hard one. But you were like really fit at that point.
At that point.
Yeah, you were doing
the
gym
stuff.
But
then I had to go with one of the guys because you two went against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I was against like one of the guys that runs.
One of the trainers. But no, you did well. You put in a good time. There was like only a couple other people. Because obviously it was full of nerds that were in good physical shape. So, but you guys were setting a good standard.
Thoughts on Morrison's? People have mentioned Morrison's.
It's fine.
I don't really shop there.
I've been there once or twice. Nearby. That's
there's not really one
for me.
Around.
Morrison's, Tesco, Sainsbury's are all about the same. Like if I see one, I need something, I'll go in it. Yeah. Like I've got nothing wrong with them. But I do like M&S and Waitrose. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't do a full shop at M&S and Waitrose. It's just too. It's just like I don't notice the quality enough
now and again
for everything, but.
The only time I'd ever go there is when I finished a gym session and it's right next to me. I'm like,
sure.
I've just done a gym session, so I'm going to have a little fancy lunch.
Yeah, there's some good stuff there, but it's just like if I did a full shop, you'd notice the price difference is fucking silly. And it's just like, I'm just, a bit of a frugal motherfucker.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just feel like I know when I'm wasting money. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah.
But it's all going to shut down.
And that's all gone because the internet is shut. Everything is shut down. And the internet's fucked us. Right. So
the
40 days.
Internet.
Hopefully you got some supplies.
But let's go back round to supermarkets for a minute.
Let's find a market. Yeah. Let's find non-supermarkets.
Let's make sure we cover all bases.
What about co-op? We didn't mention co-op. I like co-op's products.
Co-op's all right.
Co-op's all right.
I don't have a co-op nearby.
It's not nearby, so I just don't go to it. But
they're not big enough either.
There's no. I don't think there's any shop where other than like maybe like a rundown corner shop that looks pretty shitty that I'm not going to go in and be like, there's probably going to be something I want in there or something that's like nice or a branded product. It's like, oh, I have some of these.
Mm.
But, oh, fuck. That is a warm...
Are you sure you haven't shaved yourself?
Old roast dinner smell.
That is like, really disgusting.
There's some...
Oh, my God.
Green
I really
veg
like M&S's own brand stuff. M&S chocolate digesters are better than regular
I like M&S's confectionery stuff, yeah. Like their... wait, the is coins, M&S do the large buttons? Yeah. They're really nice. Yeah, yeah. Their chocolate's good. I like their crisp selection as well. Yeah, nice kind of party foods place, I reckon.
Tesco's but finest crisps are really nice. You ever had those?
Yeah, Tesco Finest is all
good. We've been through the rankings of crisps. I brought the truffle ones.
They were good.
They were very
I do
nice.
Love a truffle.
Anyway, before we get off, let's cycle back around to supermarkets.
Let's go back around to the supermarkets as well.
Not quite finished.
So what is the next
Why don't we just think of what celebrity we think would shop where?
Mums go to Iceland.
Mums go
so
to Iceland.
So we haven't thought about...
I sometimes go to Iceland. This is so, Iceland not too far away, which I used to go to, which is... fine for getting bits and pieces.
Yeah,
it's mostly branded products in there. This is the thing. And obviously I like if you just want to fill your freezer.
I don't go to Iceland, but like when I do go in there, I am like amazed at what they've got, you know, like as in like you look in the freezer and you're like, wow, like a whole chocolate ghetto. And I'm like, I do want
it's good for Christmas, I reckon.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff where it's just like finger foods you can just
cheese, chicken, vol-au-vents.
Some of the lasagnas in there are great for really good
Christmas,
but they're like branded.
Yeah
but they're really good.
I like them. Hmm. They might have horse meat in them. Is that?
Hey, y'all. I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
I kind of, if anything, I'm rolling
like
the dice, hoping
meat.
That
you're
it is horse meat.
I'm in for hope.
Nice and rich at the time.
I hope this one was a racehorse. I say to myself before
you say as you
hungrily wolf it down.
sugar,
Italian foods,
red rum,
sauces.
just shouting the names of horses, hoping that it's horse meat. Fucking bonkers.
Warhorse. I feel faster. Warhorse.
The Warhorse. What's that one called?
What's the one that had Harry Potter in it?
Oh, wait. Did that have a horse?
Yeah.
There was a three-headed horse. No, wait.
Warhorse. Sorry, I'm thinking about the one where there's the wooden horse on the stage. Oh, no, that was Warhorse as well.
Warhorse,
and then there was a film adaptation of it.
Yes.
But that was just Black called Warhorse.
Black Beauty? The guy from Peaky Blinders is horse.
Too far away from supermarkets.
Yeah. We are
too far away.
What's our next hypothetical, Ross?
Next hypothetical it doesn't seem like it's to do with supermarkets, but maybe it is. Would you be willing to participate in a scientific experiment where they would hold you underwater until you drown, revive you, and then they'd give you $1 million?
This is the plot of the OA.
Is it?
Yeah. So the OA...
They do this for $1 million.
They're not doing it for $1 million. They're held captive by the guy held that plays the general in The Death of Stalin. You know that British guy?
Yeah.
He holds... Well, spoilers for the OA, but honestly, it was so nearly a great show and it's fucking awful now. Like, the... I really like that show. I thought it was really cool, really intriguing. It's about near-death experiences. And the thing that is done is they're drowned in a tank and then they're woken up again. Or they're revived.
What was that other one? There was another one. Flatliners as well.
Yep, Flatliners, the same sort of thing.
$1 million, no. I mean,
I watched
a video of Christopher Hitchens trying...
Waterboarding.
Did you see that as well?
Yeah.
It's an interesting clip because obviously he was very just like very much like, well, you know, it's only simulated drowning, it's probably not real and stuff. And so he said, well, and someone said, well, we can do it for you if you want, and you know, you can try it out. And obviously, I think the term simulated drowning softens it.
It does.
Because you're basically, you are breathing in water and you're suffocating with a wet blanket on your face.
Yeah.
Like that, it's very much not a fun experience. And he was like, yeah, within seconds, I would probably just, tell my whole family.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, realistically, torture doesn't work. You'll just tell them whatever you want. And yeah, anyway, but that reminds me of this because it's like, well, yeah, I think I wouldn't want to be drowned at all.
You got a DVD of this?
For $1 million. What, of the drowning?
The waterboarding, yeah, for a thing.
I think it was actually on Twitter, I saw it.
Oh, internet's gone down, sorry. I need a DVD.
Of course, I have got the DVD, sorry.
Hitchens.
I can only describe
I mean, it's horrible. It is horrible. Causing anyone to suffer is not fun.
But fair play to him for actually, you know, trying it out and being like, well, yeah, let's see how bad this simulation is. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I hate this. Let's go. I don't want it. No. Because I think they put, like, weights in his hand and he had to drop them as soon as he felt, like, pressured. But he still doesn't even remember letting go. He was just so panicked.
Instinct kicks in.
Yeah.
What if your instinct is to grip things?
Then you're fucked. You are staying under there until they pretty much are. He's still taking it. What the hell? Oh, my God. Wow. Pour more water on him. He's got to say no.
What
at some
a hero.
Point. Oh, he's dead.
What's it called? The fencing pose? The fencing reaction, you know, when you get knocked unconscious and your hands come up like this. Yeah, it's called fencing response.
That's
serious
fucking
damage.
When you see that, it's fucking horrifying. When anyone like twitches or whatever,
it's like a total reset of your brain, isn't it?
Why would you do that to someone? It's fucking rough.
Factory reset. It's like holding down the power button.
Ugh. So no, I think that the simple answer is no. I mean, $1 million would be nice.
I'd love $1 million,
but I don't. But the fact is, there's such a risk. You're literally saying, well, there's a really high chance I could just die.
What if they showed
you... And I don't think... I'm not in a situation where I feel like $1 million... $1 million is a lot of money. I'd love to have it, but...
Not worth risk of dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, what if they showed you single... We've done 10,000 people so far.
You could be 10,001. I need a bigger pool than that. I need a bigger pool
100,000 people...
Oh, okay.
...used to live here.
...have been here.
Yeah.
99,999 lived.
Yeah, right, maybe then. Wow. Maybe. Yeah, I'd look at the odds. Because like my main...
The one that died was yesterday.
So you have to drown and you have to experience the pain of drowning.
And you're in the same tank.
So do you experience the pain of drowning?
Yeah, you go through the whole thing.
Nah, the trauma of dying would be horrible. No, why? Only $1 million? Fuck off. That's going to be worth nothing in 5 years.
Is there not like other ramifications after like breathing in water? Like does it not... Like,
the scientists will fix your body.
I believe they call it... Is it pleurisy? Where you have the scarring of the lungs?
Yeah. So
they'll swap them out.
Well, can you not get like hypothermia?
I mean, if they're like medical masters, it sounds like there's zero risk. Then yes, I would do them for a zero risk procedure.
Yeah. In fact, you'll die.
Yeah.
But you'll wake up in a fresh, younger body.
Can they heal the trauma of experiencing?
It's a very different hypothetical, and it's appealing to me every time.
I'm trying to make you do it.
Would they be able to heal the trauma of like? the experience of drowning.
You'll think drowning is quite a sexy experience.
That was hot. I want to do that again. I want to do that every week.
You like that.
I like
you
this.
You woke up with a massive erection.
Oh, more I can't wait to drown again next week. It's like therapy.
You've got a kink for it now.
Uh-oh. Now I'm paying a million. Yeah.
What's the scientific experience that's willing to spend like that much money on that many people? Did they all get the million?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's for like a crazy billionaire who's into like weird Squid Game science scenario. Experiments.
Like what?
Like watching people drown.
Oh. How do I get in on this?
You have to be
a billionaire.
You have to be an oligarch.
Well, all I got to do is drown, what is it, 1,000 times?
Yeah.
And then I'm a billionaire. 1,000 times. That sounds like a story that you'd hear in like a Greek, like, epic. Yeah, yeah. Like Sisyphus, like pushing the stone up the hill. Yeah. Funny.
But each time it would probably increase your chance of dying.
Right. No, you're getting
I didn't know about the cumulative effect. I didn't know about that. That wasn't sold to me. Now I'm coming at you with my millions of pounds funneled into a legal fund. And guess what?
Billionaire kills you.
I get to drown you.
But what if you had to try experimental, realistic VR, like the Azana Band scenario, but you get killed in multiple different ways, but in a virtual environment, but it's so realistic, it's like you're dying every time.
Yeah.
So psychologically, it will have an effect on you.
But physically,
you will survive, but it's just basically you can, it's like a video game.
You can scare yourself to death, right? So you could die still.
You could be
shock.
Traumatized, you get PTSD, I'm sure. You could be like, but they're very real scenarios where you will get killed. Maybe in some scenarios, you'll be, I don't know, like William Wallace, where he gets his drawn quarters at some point. Maybe you could be him. They're like, oh, you get to be in Braveheart. Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Do I get to put the face makeup on and kind of run around? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you'll get hung, drawn, and quartered.
And you'll have to act all of it.
And you have to act the whole thing. Yeah, if you fuck up.
It's not acting, it's actually just
if any
enduring
of the NPCs even think that you're not who you are.
It starts with like his wife's throat getting slit. It's a gruesome fucking film. Like they really tried to be like harrowing.
It was damning. Yeah.
For the time as well, back in like what, the 90s that came out? Braveheart? Must be a 90s film, right? Like
it's bad that he can still talk whilst he's got like instruments poking around his stomach.
I'm glad they got like a true Scotsman to play.
Yeah.
And they got a true Scotsman.
Yeah, they got a real Scotsman to do it.
He went on to have such a fruitful career.
Yeah.
He did have a fruitful career.
He's
he
just Daddy's
said some,
home too.
He said some horrendous things.
Daddy's Home too. With Mark Wahlberg? I mean, I'm worried that Will Ferrell's just going to become poisoned by those personalities, but maybe he already is. Maybe my hero is a bad person.
Who's your hero?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, right.
I mean, he's not my only hero.
Yeah, I've heard.
He's not my only hero.
Bad things, right? Recently?
Have you?
Oh, no,
like, Will Ferrell?
What about him?
Like, he went to Epstein's Island and stuff?
Oh, he went to the island.
Did he?
Apparently so.
Really?
This is a rumor. I mean,
he doesn't know.
I've plucked that from someone that told me that saw it online.
Epstein's Island was just like Disneyland for rich people. So I mean, we're just going to have to get...
We didn't know. I thought he had a roller coaster there.
What were the rides?
Oh dear.
Oh.
All right, we won't know. We'll
Is
never
there a
know.
Way we can pivot this back to supermarkets?
Well,
yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't drown and revive someone in the middle of a supermarket unless you took them to a specific aisle, filled up maybe, I don't know, a large bucket and did it.
Yeah, the frozen aisle.
Frozen aisle. Why the frozen
Texted
aisle?
Like just, sun.
Everything's frozen there.
Well, that's one's on the blink and it's defrosted and it's filled like a bath.
This is now a heater. They've changed all the food in it for they put pastries in there instead. This is keeping the food warm. It's gone backwards. It's fucked up. Why can't we have a system where we heat pastries on one side of the machine and then we freeze something on the other? You know how like refrigeration causes heat? Why don't we just have a continuous loop? Ice cream on one side, pastries on the other. I've just solved it, guys. I've solved climate change. Boom! I call it the puff pastry polar.
So it's very specific
express.
To pastry, though.
Yeah, we can't put anything else in it. You know, when you go into like.
That's for me, that's where it starts falling downhill. And
what other things need to be warm?
Product. What other things need to be warmed? Mm.
Keep rotisserie chickens warm.
We could hatch the chickens and put them and then grow
that's
them.
Nice.
Did you see Did you see the images of all the people deep frying their turkeys?
Yeah.
What? No, I didn't see
There's
that.
Like a little montage today on Reddit.
Casualties.
Of people just dropping giant turkeys into these vats.
Huge vats.
Oil. and it all just bubbles over and just catches fire. People are doing it in their oven, going, put it back in. It's just like, there's flames coming out of that fucker. You're trying to put this in? Surely that doesn't cook the meat properly.
Why are they deep frying?
Does that ever work?
No, deep frying turkeys does work. Okay. It's just, I think you need to keep the oil at a specific temperature.
Yeah.
When you're just heating oil
on the inside,
until
like,
it smokes, that's not
going to cook well on the inside.
It needs to be the right temperature.
I guess so.
Like deep frying, you need to use temperature control. Like some foods require higher temperatures than others. Yeah. The thickness, the weight.
I imagine if you put like a cold turkey in there as well, is it?
Yeah, so if there's too much like water,
it then just reacts.
If there was like a really icy frosting cover of frozen water on the outside of the turkey, you're probably increasing your chances.
It's a hilarious montage. And obviously, whoever's filming it knows there's a big chance it could fuck up.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this could, you know, devastate our garage. Let's do it. He's tossed a turkey.
Tell me you wouldn't film it.
I would film it every day. Yeah. You know I'd film it.
Yeah.
I'm, you know.
Oh, wait, you're going to try and deep fry? Hold on.
Hang on a second.
Let me just load
the app.
This will be good.
I am filming crazy shit. You idiot. There's too much oil in there. Think of the turkey. Think of the displacement, you fucker.
I didn't think of displacement at all. I did not think of displacement.
I was like, yeah, we'll fill it more. Two-thirds?
Right, two-thirds.
How big is the turkey, though? It's going to fill the whole fucking thing. God. That's great, though. Great montage. So we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving here, but...
Happy Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't cook a giant turkey.
What are you thankful
for? They're massive. Thankful. Oh, I'm thankful for... good health and
Bristol's bus service.
Internet's still working, and the Bristol First bus service for when it works on time, which it doesn't.
Bristol
and I don't use the
first,
buses, so
they try.
It's not something that affects me personally, but I'm sure it really annoys a lot of people.
I'm personally affected.
Well, I'm thankful that they have affected you in such a way.
Yeah, yeah.
60% chance of them turning up on time or at all. It's bullshit. I'm not thankful for things, no.
I'm thankful for being white.
Wow.
I mean, I really lucked out with being
what
born.
What about, like, specific Spanish. This year? Because, like, you could just say that every year.
Yeah, you could. And we, yeah. I'm not trying to be, like, a check your privilege kind of thing, but, like, you know, of the random variables that brought you into existence.
Christ.
Like, you know, you could have been born anywhere. You could have been born as anyone. And
this is what came out.
I mean, of the selection of possible lifestyles, it's not a bad one, I don't think.
How's my bloodline just existed
poor.
This long?
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry. I thought you were asking for a review. I was like,
how's my bloodline?
How's my bloodline?
I was just saying,
new TV series.
You got bad
how's my
eyesight?
Bloodline?
Do you ever think that, like... Holy shit.
All of humanity and the bloodline
has created me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to see how far back? I'd like to know.
I feel like it's just a
very hard concept to really grasp, like, the amount of people and how far back.
It's not that far back until, like, basically everyone is related to each other. Yeah. Really not that far at all.
I think we need to go back that way, to be honest with you.
We should start mixing...
No.
Wasn't there a stat saying that, like, throughout all history, like, there's, like, a large percentage of people married their cousins?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still common in other cultures. Like, there are lots of arranged marriages within families.
Oh, right. So it's just a case of 12. You're arranged. What do you mean you're arranged?
I'm ready.
You are ready for what? Marriage?
Yeah.
To who, your cousin?
I don't know yet.
I'll marry
you. It's a blind date.
Do you want to marry?
No, I'm arranged.
He's arranged.
Oh, it's been arranged, right.
Yeah, blood relative.
Could be you. It's a point.
Sure.
Close?
Yeah, very close.
How long do you think it was before they realized that blood relatives cause issues down the line? It must have been a while before they were, hang on a second, this isn't working.
I reckon it's probably...
Something's wrong here.
I'm not sure.
Who's your father?
The history of incest with Ross Hornby.
Your father and your mother? Wait a second. This is why you're the way you are. But you don't understand. You're looking at the wall. You're running into the wall over there.
Look at me with one of your eyes.
Smacking yourself in the head. You clearly don't know what's going on around you. It's your parents' fault.
I know
you
guys in the back of your head, but turn around.
Show me the space between your toes. They're webbed.
I've not seen a documentary about that, though, and I'd like to see Louis Theroux dig deep on that one.
On incest.
When did we find out that incest was a terrible idea?
What?
Beyond just...
And it's just loads of interviews of people going, what? Sorry, it is. Oh, God.
Louis is just literally telling on himself.
I imagine...
I thought it was okay.
Pre, like, internet and stuff.
Oh, a long time... Wait, what?
The incest could have easily been passed off as this is, like, a sinful birth or something like that, or there's the devil in this particular child.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, like, noble family, going back to the your dream of feudal society, which we are rapidly approaching.
Only four supermarkets.
Within noble classes, it was extremely common because of keeping land and property and things like that within a family, you know, especially when you have things like male, like primogeniture, where, like, you know, the male is the one that inherits the property. If you've got, like, a very wealthy only daughter, then you want to keep that within your family's purview, so you'd marry her off to a cousin. That's it wasn't common within rich people.
We are saying, though, through correlation, supermarket regional managers and stuff are likely to be products of incest.
That's where we're going. That's a lovely way to bring it back round to the supermarket.
If you're a regional manager, check for incest.
Check for incest.
Because you may be.
Were you born into this role?
Yeah.
Does your dad and your mum look very similar? If so, you may be an incest
stab,
baby.
Get a little bit of their blood.
If you found out you were an incest baby, would you tell people? Or would you keep it a secret because of the connotations? Because you'd become almost like a...
I don't think you'd want to tell people.
You wouldn't want to tell people. No. I think people would then... there's a layer of judgment that you can't scrub off easily. But, and it's not your fault, of
it
course.
It depends, like, though. If it's brother and sister... I think, like, you know, within the immediate family, think that's because,
I'm sure you would also be worried about what might be wrong with you through genetic defect.
Like, well, I think it would have manifested by
what
now,
is it,
right?
In this scenario, who is it that your parents are? Are they brother and sister?
Mine aren't brother and sister. What now?
You don't know that, though.
I hope they're not.
Hypothetically, we say
they
are.
Basically, like, there's a lot more health impact from having direct relatives than cousins.
Yeah.
Like
in the animal kingdom, they all fuck each other. That's kind of fucked.
Do you think that we should do that more? Do you think we should have big old animal orgies?
No, I don't think... Well, no, that's not where I'm going.
There was that place near where you used to live that you started.
I think it's just an age thing.
The Swingers place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down there.
It's just an age thing.
It's just an age thing.
It becomes more animal orgy the older you get.
Okay.
It gets more swingy as you get older.
More swingy. Are you talking about your balls?
That too.
Whoa. But then it could be like the situation with that documentary about that doctor who just basically... impregnated loads of women fertility help and then they were all just like, well, half brothers and half sisters are wandering around accidentally bumping into each other and fucking, they're like, hang on, so we're related,
whoops.
Shit. And some of them didn't even take the test because they were so worried. They're like, I don't even want to know.
A bearing head.
Look,
I banged my way around this whole town.
Everything's fine. I don't want to be on that list
four times over. I am not getting checked.
Shit.
I am not getting checked.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone.
You wouldn't tell people that you had incestual parents. But you would avoid doing that in
future.
It's
not a person's fault, though, is it?
It's not their fault. Like, if you tell people, it's kind of going to be people would pay attention to you more. It's like if you said, well, I've got $1 billion in the bank, somebody's going to treat you differently, right?
I mean, the royal family are probably somewhat inbred, let's be honest. Like, again,
you've seen his fingers.
Definitely.
So, like, it really is a matter of context in that, like, nobody gives a fuck, like, you know, how this sort of several families maintained the aristocracy of Europe for like the last 1,000 years. Yeah. You know, like France, Germany, Switzerland, like the Russians, the English, they're all German. like they all milled around and maintained their power and property within Europe through dynasties. And they're all inbred. But look at me, I got normal fingers.
I think so. Normal.
No sausage fingers here. No sausage fingers.
I only have
fingers.
Webbed feet.
Well, that's good for swimming.
Great for swimming. You're a C-type.
I can tell I'm a C-type. C-type human.
Well then.
So that's incest ticked off. We ticked off incest today.
We've covered all
supermarkets,
bases.
Supermarkets. Which is the most incestuous supermarket, I guess, is the real question.
Well, this is the thing. I reckon it's both ends. So you've got the really cheap ones and the really expensive ones. Because in Waitrose, you're definitely getting some of the inbred aristocracy.
It's part of the Walmart family.
Yeah, exactly. Walmart, I think they fuck out.
Let's not exclude America. Walmart, and what's the other one we went to? Trader Joe's.
Joe's.
I don't know. What are the main supermarkets in America? If you could name three main ones. Walmart, Kmart, is that one? Is that a different one?
No, wait, what's that? Some of them do clothes. Target.
Target's a big one.
We don't know this.
I don't know enough.
I think it's state-based as well.
Yeah,
like, right, not all okay. Them
like Walmart's places. Like the king of, like, as in, like, that's the one everyone knows.
It's the most widespread, I imagine.
Right. Okay. Well, that's supermarkets covered.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. globally as well, which is nice.
Thanks to our Patreons, by the way. Thanks to the Patreons of Pat Films.
You help us to go shopping.
How many of you are
literally paying for our shopping? Yeah. This
and
is what you get.
Where would Draco Malfoy shop?
Probably Waitrose.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Waitrose, he would be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't shop at all. He'd get a house elf to go, and then they'd kick the shit out of it when he gets home.
Oh, you dropped something on the way here. You fucking prick. Don't give him a sock. Stop giving him socks.
Oh, wow.
I'd accidentally give him a sock.
Breaking news. Oh. Earlier this year, Walmart are no longer the owners of Asda.
Oh,
some
okay.
billionaire British family bought it.
Lovely.
Ah,
so we're going to see
back
big
under British control.
Big change.
Yes.
Good to know.
There we go. Lovely.
All right. And yeah, if you want to send us a fingle or two or some funny news, perhaps.
Yeah, why not? I think somebody did. We just missed time.
Yeah. But it's nice
is that
to read.
A fart?
No.
I swear I heard. Or did you just go, eh?
Probably. I don't know.
You're worried. You're paranoid. You've started farting. You're like
sorry, I'm trying to blame on the dog.
Are there people farting now?
It's the dog.
Are there's a dog farting? Is for sure.
It's the dog.
Send it to hatchat@hat-films.com and let us know if you are a product of incest.
Oh yes, let us know.
And
how
whether you're
that
a
go?
Regional manager at a supermarket.
Yeah. Do those two correlate?
We have some science to do here, and we'll tell you the results next week if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Which you likely won't.
As long as it's not too insensitive. If you are an incest baby, sorry.
Sorry.
It's not your
it's
fault.
It's not our fault either.
It's not their fault either.
No, it's not your fault.
Well, it is kind of our fault for perpetuating the charge.
Yeah. How many people... Do you reckon you know someone who's been...
Probably.
I mean, we grew up in Somerset.
Likely.
I mean, we probably are. Let's be honest. There's a good chance we are.
Right. Okay.
Unknowingly.
Yeah.
So don't look too far back in your history and you'll be all right.
No.
Wow. 5-6 generations and we started to know each other. Mm. One generation.
Mine's just a straight line.
Brother, sister, brother, sister, brother, sister.
Always inwards. Like a rid.
What is this? My line looks weird.
Mine's just an infinity symbol.
Mine's just,
it's just a DNA
hang
string.
On a second.
So pure.
Brother, sister, brother, sister. Well, I gotta give birth to your wife, son.
Soon. Keep getting boys. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll see you next week. And until then, stay safe out there.
Indeed.
Hopefully the internet doesn't go down for 40 days. Lol.
Yep. Wow, it's sad.
Fingers crossed.
Enjoy this full tune by...
Oh, it's by Talks in Code.
Thank you, Jamie. Bye.
Bye. Say